Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a busy show. Apparently, as we are racing to get more and more smart technology, one of the latest advancements is a mobile unit you could stick on your toilet that has cameras that go all up into your underside and actually makes a fingerprint or a tushy print to recognize you and monitor health metrics as you poop. I'm not making this stuff up. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Dave Chappelle. Apparently, his Netflix special has caused a big stir. We'll talk about what's going on there. Molnupiravir, the Merck drug for COVID. Pretty exciting stuff, but there's many people out there a little bit concerned about safety. I want to talk about that. We're also going to talk about where COVID's going because you guys want to know if it's going up or down. What's going on with flu? But one thing I want to kind of open with is something that is really, really embarrassing. When there are medication errors in the healthcare field, you know, we're like, sorry, our bad. And it's an embarrassing thing, but hopefully it's just a one-off and it never happens again. But sadly, this keeps happening. So remember earlier in the vaccine rollout, somebody would get a Pfizer instead of a Moderna, and they got mixed and matched, or somebody would get the wrong dose, or somebody would just get saline, or somebody would get an empty syringe. And you and I are kind of sitting there going, okay, wait a second, wait, no, that doesn't happen. But apparently it did. And we thought maybe it was because of the chaos, maybe it was because a bunch of non-professionals were recruited to give the vaccine. We don't know. We don't know what the heck was happening. But some of these issues were happening in pharmacies. Well, in the last few weeks, there's been three pharmacy mess-ups, and I think you and I as patients, even though I know I'm a doctor, but you and I as patients need to kind of look at what's getting injected into us before it's getting injected, and I'm going to kind of teach you guys what to look for so at least you feel empowered to know if somebody's about to make an error. So where this all started is apparently Walgreens got themselves in the news twice, where they reportedly administered COVID shots to young children who weren't supposed to get the COVID shot yet because it's not emergency approved in their age group. They were going there for a flu shot, and they got the COVID shot. And then a CVS, I believe in Salem, was given a COVID shot that was like six times the dose of what she was supposed to get, meaning somebody didn't dilute it. So let's go to what happened to the kids. So in September, we spoke about this. A little four-year-old girl in Baltimore was accidentally given a Pfizer shot when her mother took her to Walgreens to get a flu shot. Now, apparently, you know, she had volunteered. She goes, I want to go first, Mommy. I want to go first, you know. So the pharmacist gave the shot, but it wasn't a flu shot. It was a COVID shot. Not sure how that happened. Then on October 4th, a whole family in Indiana went into a Walgreens in their neck of the woods. They went for flu shots because we've been telling everybody, get your flu shot, get your flu shot. Instead, they were all given Pfizer vaccines. And why? And again, two of these were young kids. So the family actually has an attorney. They said they left the pharmacy thinking they had received the flu shots, but a Walgreens employee later called them, which was nice. I'm glad they did, and said they had made a mistake. The attorney says that the cards were issued had the coronavirus vaccine, tells us the cards were then issued. Since the coronavirus vaccine had been given, the children have been taken to a pediatric cardiologist, and the family reportedly has been showing signs of heart issues. So I don't have a lot of clarity on that. We'll let you know. So basically, the Pfizer shot is the only one approved for 16 years on up, fully emergency approved 12 years old on up. So a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old is not supposed to get the shot. If they do get the shot, it's a different dose. So let's go to what happened in Salem. In Salem, Virginia, a 17-year-old got a COVID shot that was 6 times the recommended dose. The pharmacist realized they made the mistake, asked her to wait 30 minutes for observation, but she ends up going to the hospital that night. She had arm pain, dizziness, nausea, and a rapid heart rate. It was an undiluted Pfizer shot. Again, we don't know how this happened. So a young kid, so when we look at the amounts, a teenager is supposed to get a 30 microgram dose. A 5 to 11, which is what they're hopefully getting emergency authorization, is like a 10 microgram dose. And a 4-year-old on down to a 6-month-old gets a 3 microgram dose. So if somebody's giving adult Pfizer shots to a 4-year-old there for a flu shot, they're getting 10 times the dose. We don't know what that means. We don't know if it matters. We don't know if there's any long-term sequelae, but the parents are mad. And so how do you tell the difference? Well, first, most of the COVID vaccines are given in, I don't have examples of this, but given in 1-millimeter little TB syringes, little tiny syringes. So the syringe looks different than the flu shot. Most flu shots are given in 3cc syringes. And I wrote this on my Facebook. I wrote an article on my website. It's also an article on my Twitter and LinkedIn. So you could check it out. But you could see the size difference of the syringe. That's one clue. Number two is the dosing. If Pfizer is like a 0.3 milliliter, and flu shots are usually 0.5 cc's. Ask to see the difference because flu shots are supposed to be drawn up correctly. But if you're thinking these people can still be making a mistake and screwing up, there's a look to the shot. The Pfizer vaccine, and I think the Moderna also, is opaque looking. It's still clear, but it looks a little kind of cloudy. It looks a little opaque. Whereas the flu shot is pretty darn clear. So if you see a shot that looks like it's a little opaque and you're only there for the flu shot, you might want to ask. Same thing, if you're trying to get your COVID booster and it's in a 3-millimeter syringe and it's kind of clear, you might be accidentally getting a flu shot. It shouldn't be on you to do this. You should be able to rely on these health professionals. And I love pharmacists. Pharmacists are my favorite group out there because they save doctors' butts all the time because doctors make mistakes and don't know drug interactions or forget there's an allergy. But something's happening at these pharmacies, and we don't know what, where there's some pretty big screw-ups going on. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dolly here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many parents out there are not necessarily anti-mask, anti-vaccine, but they are pro let us decide for our kids. And I talked to you guys about the whole mama bear thing, okay? You know, parents, once somebody's in parent mode, they're a different person. And they have to be because their job is to protect their kid. And so when you give birth to a kid, and I've given birth to two, and I won't go into that detail, okay? Although you are going to get the deets on my hysterectomy soon. So just, you know, buckle up for that one when we go through that next month. But when you do give birth to the kids, it's not just, okay, this is just a random, you know, child roaming the earth. This is like a piece of you. This is a, you know, it's like you cut off your arm and that's your arm that's running around the place. So as a parent, you do have that protectiveness. I tried not to be a helicopter mom because I wanted to be the opposite. I wanted to let them, you know, become independent and not be reliant on me because I didn't know how long I'd be on this earth, and I wanted to make sure they weren't so reliant on me and stuff. You know, but I still love them and I still baby them. But I worked a lot. They didn't get to see me a lot during their childhood. I worked all the time. And then, you know, even at home I was working, and I kind of feel guilty about that. But they've gotten pretty independent, and you know, they still love their mama. But when it comes to the choices with them, I interject. I mean, I let them make a choice. They're adults now, but I'll still interject. Being a doctor, being a mom. So when you look at what's going on with these mask mandates and what's going on with the courts, and many of these mask mandates are heading to the courts, the big thing parents want is let us decide. Let us choose. If my kid is coming home saying, "Mommy, I can't breathe in this. Mommy, my face itches. Mommy, my glasses keep getting cloudy." And the mom or dad wants to help the kid out. And so parents want a choice. So apparently this is kind of interesting. This is in Douglas County Board of Health. So Douglas County is in Colorado. We know in Florida parents get a choice, and I think in Texas parents get a choice. But in Douglas County Board of Health, they ruled unanimously to allow parents to decide if their kid wears a mask or not. The order makes it impermissible also to quarantine a child who had actual suspected or potential exposure to COVID if the individual was asymptomatic. So now, if a kid is going to school and they can't wait to go to school and there's a big Halloween party and a teacher says, "Nope, you were exposed to COVID," and the kid is now forced to stay home, this overrides that. And if the kid's not sick, he gets to go to school. Now, some of you might be like, "Oh, this is horrible. Kids are going to spread COVID." Some of you are like, this is kind of what we did during regular flu and cold season. If you were sick, you stayed home. If you weren't sick, you got to go to school. And so I look at what Douglas County is kind of doing, is starting to transition to back to normalcy. Because if you don't want your kid getting sick, you're going to want your kid in a mask, and then fine. If you're a parent and you want your kid in a mask, that's a decision for you and the kid. But if you're a parent and you don't want your kid in a mask, that's a decision too that you're making. Now, mind you, I mean, if Ebola's going around, I want everybody in PPE. I want everybody bunkering down in basements if Ebola comes, you know, to this country. But, you know, for COVID, it's sad, very, very sad and very tragic that we've lost over 500 kids to it. But we're setting up a precedence where what happens with the regular cold season. In fact, we need to talk about this later. In the UK, there's a really bad cold going around. It's not COVID, but it's a really bad cold. So what the heck is going on over there? So when you look at this order, which is really interesting, I apologize, my nose is running. If a child has to quarantine, the order states it should be lifted after a minimum of 7 days after exposure, 5 days if the child has a negative test, obtained no later than 48 hours before the end of the quarantine. So if there is like a outbreak and the school's like, "You need to quarantine," the kid doesn't have to be out for 2 full weeks. Because they're probably seeing the writing on the wall. This winter, it's going to be 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. The kid's never going to be in school. So Governor Polis, on May 14th, they said, according to the public health order, ended the mask mandate in Colorado, stated it is the policy of the state of Colorado that the decision whether to wear a mask or not should be left to parents and students. They said, "Where we have come out, it is that you absolutely can wear a mask, even if you live in a district that doesn't require it. It's a decision that is a good decision and one that students should make, particularly if they're unvaccinated." Citing these, is there's a 21% lower incidence in schools that required masks use among students, but they didn't find that to be statistically significant compared to places where schools were optional. They said they also have that there are the effectiveness, and they talk about the effectiveness of wearing masks. And so when you look at Douglas County, since the start of the pandemic, have lost 300 of their residents, 305. Of those people who died since the pandemic started, only one was a child. So for their board to vote unanimously to let the parents decide what they want for their kids. They've been getting a lot of criticism on these real strict measures that are now starting to be arbitrary depending on the school district. In fact, they want to expand this to adults too, where adults can choose to wear a mask or not. So it's interesting because Colorado is one of those quote unquote blue states, and I don't hate the term blue and red state, but if the state of Colorado leans kind of left, very interesting that a county there would be like, guys, it's up to the parents. Now, I don't know much about Douglas County, if they lean right or left or whatever, but what I do like about this is we're starting to kind of have conversations about what do we do for regular life. If this Delta wave ends up being our last, and I'm not saying it is, but hopefully it is, then what do we do this coming cold and flu season? Kids are going to sneeze, cough, they're going to have lice, they're going to have pink eye. So what do? If a child has pink eye, do we make them wear goggles? No, we send them home if they're sick. If you're not sick, you get to come on back to school, and you get to sit in your desk uninhibited with your breathing. Now, people ask, how do masks inhibit breathing? I didn't believe it either because I've worn a mask for years in my practice way before COVID. But when I was on a plane, I noticed the difference. I had trouble breathing on a plane in my mask. It was the first time, and I've never smoked. I don't have any lung pathology, thank God. But man, on a plane, the mask. Now, mind you, I'm wearing adequate masks. I mean, I do have a glittered, blingy one that has, like, fishnet. That's not a real mask. I wore a real mask to protect. I couldn't breathe in that sucker on a plane. So I could just imagine, just because I'm fine, you know, where I live on in my altitude, that doesn't mean everybody else is. And I really understand that you can't force a child to do something when their glasses are fogging up or it's bothering their nose or it's bothering their mouth. So I think parents are pretty happy with this. I know mask mandates are going to still go to the court, and the whole idea of public health, and when you look at this order, it's really interesting because they cite a bunch of studies talking about, you know, the efficacy of masks and all that. It'll be interesting to see what happens. They found that in their neck of the woods, they had a low hospitalization rate. They said, based upon the American Academy of Pediatrics, data shows that cases per 100,000 between states with mask mandates, no mask mandates, and prohibition on mask mandates are inconclusive. So, you know, there's still this debate on it. And as we debate the science, do we allow parents to have a choice? Now, do I think COVID is bad for kids to get? I do. I don't want any kids getting COVID. I don't trust it. I don't know what this virus does. I don't know if it was tinkered with. But I do worry that when you, if you're going to do a mask in school for COVID, and we have flu and pneumonia and all these other infections, these kids then are never going to get out of a mask. And do we want our kids growing up always with masks? I don't want the kid dying of anything. But if COVID doesn't go away and flu doesn't go away, that means these kids are going to be in masks forever. I don't know if that's healthy. I don't know if I'm convinced of that. I also don't know if it's wise to not allow parents to be involved in the decision-making process. Now, I think there was one kid, there was one Wyoming teenager who I think was arrested for not wearing a mask. I need to double-check this, but that was some breaking news. Yeah, you're arresting kids for not wearing a mask. I'm really having trouble finding the utility of it, especially when the majority of masks people are wearing are kind of halfway. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Merck said Monday it submitted an application to the Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use authorization for molnupiravir, an experimental antiviral COVID-19 treatment. Merck developed it with Ridgeback Biotherapeutics and could be the first pill authorized in the United States. In many parts of the country, what was traditionally known as Columbus Day is now being identified as Indigenous People Day, but it remains a federal holiday all the same. Any agencies or institutions operated by the government, such as libraries, federal offices, and DMVs, will be closed. The Federal Reserve and most banks will be closed as well. U.S. Postal Service will not be delivering mail, and the post offices will also be closed. Jeff Bezos' space company Blue Origin said Sunday it had pushed this week's launch of its new Shepard vehicle with actor William Shatner aboard by one day, and is now targeting Wednesday, October 13th. USA Radio News. Southwest Airlines had to cancel nearly 25% of its flights over the weekend. Some are saying pilots are not bowing down to new COVID vaccine mandates and didn't report to fly. The company blamed the cancellations on weather. Jeremy Scott reports.
Southwest Airlines canceled at least 1,000 flights across the country on Sunday. It's unclear whether the cancellations were due to staffing shortages related to the airline's recently announced COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all employees. Southwest saying in a statement over the weekend it's attempting to return to close to normal operations. A union representing thousands of pilots has filed a lawsuit against the carrier after the company announced the mandate. In a recent court filing, the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association asked a judge to grant a temporary injunction against the vaccine mandate while also asking for an immediate hearing on its request before a federal court in Dallas. The union asserts the Texas-based airline violated terms under the Railway Labor Act. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have the Raiders. And the Raiders didn't do so well yesterday. I didn't really watch because, again, I'm a Cowboy fan also, so I watched the Cowboy game, and the Cowboys did do well. Pretty happy about that. Yay, Cowboys. But, interestingly, Las Vegas relies on Southwest Airlines. And in order for us to have, you know, people go to the game, people need to fly into our town. And so we have Allegiant Stadium. And so what happens when we can't have, you know, people come to the game? Well, then obviously we have less people. I don't know how many people we lost that couldn't make it because of the Southwest airline issue. But we know that tons of flights have been lost. Because, or have been canceled, because Southwest has been going through a whole slew of issues. Lawsuit by its pilots union, accused of violating federal labor law. They've had to cancel thousands of flights, and there's been a lot of, shall we say, disruption, and it seems to be stemming around the vaccine mandate and the labor shortage. So we were told that thousands of stranded passengers were waiting hours online at a Southwest terminal in Denver this morning. 240 flights were canceled from Denver International Airport alone. Dallas-based firm canceled 1,800 flights over the weekend, they said caused by weather. Now, mind you, there was some weather. For those of us that watched the Bills-Kansas City game yesterday, the game had to be delayed because there was some pretty, pretty bad rain. But I was watching the radar. The whole country looked pretty darn clear, with the exception of what was going on in Kansas City and Missouri. So I don't know why there was so much weather issues, but yeah. So we're being told that a lot of it did have to do with lack of people coming in. Federal Aviation Administration denies that air traffic control workers staged a mass sick out in Jacksonville. You know, we have pilots, we have flight attendants, we have people that take care of the plane, mechanics, etc. And so if Southwest, just like United and Delta, are mandating employees to vaccinate, there's a lot of pressure on people who don't want to vaccinate. And so what are their options? Well, their options are to quit, which I don't think a lot of people want to do, because multiple states are threatening that they'll lose their unemployment. And even with that, I wouldn't want to quit and go on unemployment. I want to work. You quit, so how do you get another job? But for those people who are like, yeah, mandate, you know, these guys are spreading COVID. Well, so are vaccinated people. Vaccinated people can, you know, carry COVID as well. I'm vaccinated. I still won't cough or breathe on you if I don't have to, because I don't know if the vaccine is at its full potential, if my immunity's waning, if somebody breathes on me and I turn around and breathe it on you. So even though I'm vaccinated, I know gosh darn well I could still spread it. We all can. So Southwest is the world's largest low-cost carrier. They canceled 140 flights just out of Denver alone, and thousands of passengers are currently waiting at the airport. They say that Southwest has either reimbursed stranded customers whose flights were canceled or provided $200 vouchers for those who rebooked. Frustrated passengers said that if they need to stay in hotels and rent cars for longer periods of time, the vouchers don't cover their expenses. It doesn't. I can't say how many times there was delay or something. The airline wouldn't, not Southwest, but another airline wouldn't give you anything. And you have to find a hotel. We got stranded in New York City. And I love New York City. But trying to find a hotel in New York City until your flight 6 to 8 hours later, and there's no place to stay, there's no place to sleep, it's a mess. It's a real, real mess. And I worry, you know, we're looking at travel. We're going to be talking about that. You know, people are saying, gosh, you know, you might want to do your Christmas shopping now. We don't know what's going to be happening in terms of, you know, the supply chain and all that. If at all there's any issues with, you know, walkouts or mandates, I don't know how holiday travel is going to be affected. And if there's already huge lines for holiday travel for Christmas and Thanksgiving, what happens when you have something like this? I mean, this was a weekend in early October. So according to Southwest, they said, we've continued diligent work throughout the weekend to reset our operation with the focus of getting aircraft and crews repositioned to take care of customers. And we're working diligently to accommodate our customers as quickly as possible. We're offering customers added flexibility to explore self-service rebooking options on where they can update on the status of their travel. So while all this is going on, whether it's a labor shortage, whether it's weather, whether there's something else that nobody wants to say, Southwest Airlines is currently being sued by their pilots union and accused of violating federal labor law by unilaterally changing working conditions, rules, and pay rates. Now, many of the mandates, such as like what we're seeing with, I think is it United that's, or Delta that's going to start I think they're charging or they're subtracting money from your paycheck if you didn't get vaccinated. I mean, you know, these sorts of things do violate labor laws. If you have an employee and you decide all of a sudden to pay them less, that violates a labor law. So the carrier, according to Bloomberg, is being accused of violating the Railway Labor Act by making changes in its contract, the Southwest Airlines Pilot Association said in a lawsuit. Now, they began this lawsuit end of August, early September. The union represents 9,000 pilots, and they seek to block further similar actions and ask the judge to order Southwest to make every effort to negotiate an agreement. So the lawsuit apparently is going to take a while. Southwest is trimming its flight schedule, you know, and they're combining flights and trying to make things work. But this weekend showed that it was probably, you know, it's probably reaching a breaking point. So the mass cancellation of airline flights affected Vegas. We have the Chicago Raiders game. And so people couldn't resell their tickets. So they had two tickets. The tickets are about $300 a pop. You can't get refunds for single-game tickets, according to Allegiant Stadiums. So now people are trying to file with insurance companies and things like that. So, I mean, if you can't make it to your hotel, if you can't make it to your game, it's, you know. So police, people in law enforcement, the military were being told that there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that haven't been vaccinated. These mandates are going to cause mass layoffs. And we've spoken about that. But people don't care. They're like, well, it's only 1% or it's only 2%. It's only, you know, a small percentage. You don't understand. We're already running on fumes. According to Yahoo News, they say vaccine mandates and police departments across the country have threatened to deepen a staffing crisis and have already resulted in long wait times for 911 calls. And now, officers were already fleeing, you know, since last year after the riots, after the George Floyd death, after, you know, low morale, public trust, budget cuts. And so on top of that, now it's, okay, you have to get a vaccine or you're out. Well, you know, these police officers, they're on their last leg already saying, why are we doing this? In the meantime, though, I don't know if you've noticed crime. Apparently, some of the shoplifting rules in New York have now made it open season for people to just steal. And as long as they steal under $600, they aren't getting prosecuted. So we're seeing these stores get just completely gleaned from people who are just going in and grabbing stuff. There was one person, looks like he walked in, grabbed some makeup, waved to the camera, walked out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, remember there was that old song, you know, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? I guess that was like from the Depression. Well, we used to have to sing it in the 80s because tampons and maxi pads used to cost 10 cents. And you'd have to find a dime. Nobody really had dimes. And so would try, when you ask somebody for a dime, they knew it's because you're on your period. And so, California is trying to make having your period easier. Right? Yay! California passed a whole bunch of laws. You can see Governor Newsom is so happy that he got reelected, or he not got reelected, but he was able to, you know, not get recalled that now he's passing a whole bunch of stuff. And good and bad, I think there's all the intentions are pretty good, but when you start to look at the reality of things, it's a little rough. So first, with the females and menstruating, okay, thank you, you know, for thinking of us, although, you know, I'm about now, you know, about 20, 30 years too late, he's going to make sure that there are free menstrual products in schools. All California public schools and colleges have to stock their restrooms with free menstrual products. So access to pads, tampons, and other items. Now, this kind of builds on a 2017 law requiring low-income schools and disadvantaged areas to provide students with free menstrual products. Now, if I remember correctly, you could always go to the nurse if you had any issue. Nurses would always have anything. My teachers would. You know, everybody had stuff in your purse. In fact, your friends would always have extra. But my only problem is I'm wondering who is kind of orchestrating the menstrual support. Because if I remember correctly, when I had my period in high school, I needed Midol. I needed to be able to get out of class and lie down. I needed to be able to moan and be uncomfortable without having a mask on my face. I mean, if you're trying to make a woman's period easier, set up a bar with a bartender. I mean, we need bourbon. Okay, I mean, when we have our periods, it's not easy. And I can't even say it's in the past, because after we said goodbye to T-Man the other day, and I took out the IUD, man, I guess I'm still a-going. And so, you know, what do women need when we have our periods? One, we need to be left the hell alone. Two, is we need to have comfortable tampons. But some of these things are really uncomfortable. I don't know who designs them. But you're sitting there going, are you kidding me? Okay, I like the ones where you don't even know they exist. And then you want them to work. You also want the pads that don't shift. And I mean, you know, so my problem is once you say, okay, we're going to give this out for free, it's not going to be the good stuff. It's not going to be the stuff with the wings and with the, you know, the coating that doesn't allow any spillage. It's probably going to be whatever is the cheapest thing they got. And those things are painful, uncomfortable, not as absorbent as we need. And if there's no Midol, if for us over 21s, there's no way for us to hit the bourbon, I don't really know if you're actually helping us, but mind you, I like the idea of there being pads and that available. They are going to have to be careful, because when we were kids, we used to throw wet toilet paper up on the ceiling. I went to school in Maricopa County, and so, you know, you'd be in the bathroom, and you'd take the toilet paper, and there were these little baby squares, and you would throw it up in the ceiling, and then it would, like, fall down on the next person and stuff. I don't know what would happen in the girls' bathroom. Do you guys see that TikTok trend where people steal things from the bathrooms, and then they do stuff with it? So, you know, people love playing with tampons and pads. So, you know, if you pay taxes, and if you are a taxpayer in California, expect to spend a lot, because those free pads and tampons are going to be probably misused. So I hope they have a means. I support that measure. I hope they have a means for there to be people to get them without people sticking tampons in toilets and, you know, going crazy with them and TikToking. Now, another rule they have in California, which I totally agree with, is this move to getting away from girl toys and boy toys. Now, the reality of it could be very, very difficult for business. And so I'm not exactly sure what the answer is. But Newsom signed a law forcing stores to, if you have a toy department, originally they were supposed to get rid of girl boy, get rid of the pink, get rid of the blue, and have gender neutral. Now I believe the law is a little milder, where they go just have a gender neutral section. Now, I do believe we do need to transition away from girl and boy toys. As a girl, I didn't go to the pink section. I went to the blue section. I liked Transformers. I liked those, oh, no, they weren't Matchbox. What were those cars? Oh, my gosh, I can't think of the name. They would have a battery in them, and I forget the cars. But my brother used, I liked those. Those were cool. I loved my big wheel. You know, I liked toys that I didn't like the Betty Crocker, I didn't like the dolls, I didn't like the Care Bears, I didn't like the Smurfs, you know. But then you have something like Blue's Clues, where boys and girls can like it. And so I really do think we need to kind of get away from this pink branding and blue branding. When I was a kid, you know, I thought I liked pink, but my favorite color has always been blue. And then I thought something was wrong with me. So I do like the idea that we kind of not, you know, have these stereotypical colors and things. My favorite color is blue. I love blue. I just think it's cool. So it doesn't completely outlaw traditional boys and girls sections, but large stores must have a gender-neutral section. And I think the reason why they modified it a little bit, it's for stores with at least 500 employees, so small businesses are exempt, is originally when they talked about with clothes. If you don't have a boys section and a girls section, there's, I don't know if you've ever been to like a Target or whatever, the changing rooms are kind of central in that. And when you have a little girl trying to try on an outfit, and there's, you know, grown men who possibly could be predators, you know, how do you make that separation? And so, I understand how, you know, until we get rid of rape and assault and all that, I understand how a lot of parents probably want their young girl changing in a separate area from where grown men are. I can understand that, you know, but I also understand that clothes, you know, I really liked wearing t-shirts and jeans and things like that. I wear my husband's clothes all the time. I love t-shirts and boxer briefs are the best underwear. I'm not wearing boxer briefs today. I'm wearing girl underwear, but I gotta tell you that some days I love wearing boxer briefs. I don't understand. They're just comfortable. Problem is in the pants, you can see them. Cause, you know, the boxer briefs are like shorts. So then, so you can tell when I'm wearing my husband's underwear. They're just more comfortable. I just love his underwear. It's cool. There's going to be an ethnic study mandate where California is becoming the first state in the nation to make ethnic studies a required class for high school students. The requirement would apply to students who graduate in 2030 and was created and approved by the State Board of Education in March. They want to be inclusive of all communities. And so, because I guess history, you know, because we have history and we have English and we have math, and history has been debated on, you know, in terms of what it's including and how the history is being delivered, there's going to be ethnic studies involved. Already in colleges, they have that as a requirement. So I'm not surprised that ethnic study courses are going to be included. There's going to be a ban on gas-powered mowers. So they want to curb emissions. So gas-powered equipment is going to be banned. The small off-road engines, generators, pressure washers, chainsaws, weed trimmers, and golf carts. So gas-powered equipment. Everything has to have zero emissions. They have to be battery-powered or plug-in. They want to reduce the amount of smog. This was a law authored by Democratic Assemblyman Mark Berman. So a lot of new things going on in California. I just don't know how it's going to unfold, you know, but that's where they're at. Just better ask my doll for us women. 1-877-DOCTOR.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.